Wendy, in terms of any issues that we've maybe found with other teachers who've been using iPads, one of the things that seems to come up is workflow in terms of how the learner maybe shares work with you or things that they've done. What's been your experience of the kind of the journey you've been on in trying to address that?
At first, it was really quite difficult because I guess we got started quite fast, so we didn't have a lot of advice about what was happening elsewhere. So at first, it was quite frustrating because children would do work and they would email it to you, or they would put it in Dropbox, but just maybe a few of them hadn't quite, sent it properly or whatever. Then you would have to open it up in your iPad, type comments, and then re-email it to them. And it was all, it was quite time-consuming, quite difficult to do that. The Dropbox thing allowed you to open things that you were going to show them, or for them to put some things in a folder. But in terms of giving feedback, it was quite clunky and quite difficult. I also had problems at the beginning because I had a PC. I personally have a PC, and my Mac in the classroom was so ancient that it wouldn't open things that like Pages or Keynote. So there was a compatibility issue there. So it was quite hard at first, and we did sort of talk a lot about, well, we don't want to print everything off. That's not the way things are going. You want to print some things, but we've got to think of some sort of online solution. And then what really turned it around for us is we happened to come across Lucy had seen this e-backpack video. The Americans are much further ahead than us. Some of their states have gone really far down iPad deployment. So it was an American company, and they developed this app where you can have folders and you create an account for the children. Really, really easy to create the account as well. And you, as a teacher user, have all their usernames and passwords there, so if they forget it, you can quickly give it to them, and it sort of just changed everything pretty much overnight, because it meant you could put assignments and things in particular folders for them. They could then open them from their iPad and work on the task, and then they could turn it in. There's a turn-in folder in eBackpack. At first, because things move very, very fast in this area, at first you weren't able to give the feedback in the app. You had to go into Safari and do it. But then quite quickly they developed the ability that you can open the thing within the app. So you can open a piece of work, you can give feedback, send it to the child, and they can see the feedback within their app. And they were very responsive. What I liked about the company was, they have a Twitter account. So I went on and said, at the moment, we're using Book Creator a lot, but we don't seem to be able to open it in your app. 2 days later, they said, that's the update available on Twitter. So it's very responsive to the user. And that's just made workflow so much easier. It's also meant that it's a little way that they can share, just like Dropbox as well. And show their parents what they've been doing too, so that's really good.
Where would you like to see it moving towards in terms of workflow that maybe wouldn't necessitate you maybe purchasing?
I think that I've heard that people that are planning for the future of Go are kind of looking at some of the things that private companies are doing that's very responsive to the user and allows the teacher to have control of the children's accounts so that they can check things like passwords and things like that. And so I could see that as Glow develops and evolves, that would be a really good thing for it to do, to learn from these private providers about how
So the workflow,
to make
so that
things.
Glow plays a seamless part of the workflow with all devices.
And then you're able to also look at some of the resources that Glow uses for free, all in the one place. That would be the ideal. And so you could have a little folder for turning and a folder for assignments, and you could have a folder where they just put the best bits of their work. So essentially, that would be your e-portfolio. So eBackpack, I think, is a really good model, but it's all moving so fast. So it's a case of people that are redesigning Go kind of learning from that model, I think.
Great stuff. Thanks, Wendy.